Hello, good morning. Can you hear me and see me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. First of all, I would like to congratulate you on your appointment as Chair of the Forum. As main sponsor of the resolution on minority issues in the Human Rights Council and the UN General Assembly, Austria has been particularly looking forward to discussing this important issue. Around the world, we are witnessing a disturbing rise of xenophobia, racism, and intolerance. The vast majority of defamation, hate speech, including even instigation of violence, are generated online. We must act more decisively against this misuse of social media for spreading hatred and inciting violence. In Austria, the fight against online hate speech is an essential part of our government program. A legislative proposal is currently being prepared and is in the phase of public consultation. Its aim is to place more responsibility on social media providers. To monitor and quickly erase hateful content. It will extend the application of the criminal offense, incitement to hatred, also to individuals, and it will reduce the legal costs of lawsuits, a burden that in practice has often kept victims of online hate speech from going to court to defend themselves. Our clear objective is to better protect victims of online hate speech and hate crimes, and to strengthen measures against cyberbullying. However, new laws are necessary but not sufficient. Non-legislative measures are equally essential in supporting social cohesion, integration, and understanding. We have implemented awareness-raising campaigns in Austria, including the Council of Europe's initiative No Hate Speech. The Center Gegen Hass im Netz, Against Online Hate, offers free counseling for victims and witnesses of online hate. And we have developed a nationwide strategy for the prevention and countering of violent extremism and de-radicalization that contains a number of concrete measures to address phenomena leading to violence within our society. Madam Chair, before closing, we would like to offer the following recommendation. States should ensure that victims of hate speech are aware of their rights to redress and are able to exercise them. Thank you very much for your attention.